Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Bill Dunkelberg on the show again. Now he's in his 20th year with us, and we couldn't do without him. He's chief economist for the NFIB. He is the former head of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and did that for many, many years. Now retired from that, and he hangs out with us on a regular basis, bringing us the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which he founded many years ago, decades ago. It's the gold standard, folks. He's our good friend Bill. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's good to have you. I appreciate the ad.
Good to have you back. No, you know how I feel about you guys. Bill, I was talking to somebody the other day on the show, and they actually brought up your index without really saying it. You know, like they often do on television. They said something about, yeah, small business optimism is down. And yeah. I knew what they were talking about. I said, you mean the NFIB index, right? They said, oh yeah, that's where it was. And I said, so it went down a point or so, but it's still wandering around in the rarefied, record-breaking optimism air. So when you say small business optimism is down, that's really not a good way to report it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that, especially since we give all the components. There are 10 components, and the index did go down, and primarily because two of the components, expected business conditions out 12 months and expected real sales, those two declined, essentially accounting for the whole decline in the index. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, we're strong. And August was a great month. Mm-hmm. We had increases in capital spending and investment in inventories and hiring, and so all the kind of good fundamental activity was very strong in August. But something happened that made our owners a little concerned, I guess, about where the future is going to go. And I looked at what went on, and of course every day we have trade stuff. So I mean that's kind of a continuous thing with this uncertainty. But the Fed did cut interest rates, and a one-time event at the moment, and that signaled, I think, to our people that something's wrong,
right?
And that's unfortunate.
Well, and
I saw in the news today, that Trump's approval rate on the economy is gone down a little bit. And I said, well, of course, people are more worried. All the press does is talk
that's
about.
Right.
A recession that's
right.
Not coming anytime
that's
soon.
Right.
Please.
No, that's exactly right. And I mean, if you think about it, the momentum we have right now on so many fronts in the United States if we had a recession, it would be a year from now, probably, if it actually were to happen. But there's a term for what we're talking about here, Bill. I'm sure you know the term. It's called availability cascade. The availability cascade is when you hear something so much that you start to believe it to be true, and you start taking action on what you now believe to be true, even though it might be a lie.
Yeah, that's right. So translate that into, we can talk ourselves into a recession.
That's
if
exactly
we're stupid,
right. That's exactly right.
Which we're doing.
Well, right.
So,
but if you think about it, you have ten elements in your index. Two of them
right.
came down enough to drop the point, the your overall number a point. 8 out of 10
yeah.
are still vibrant, strong indicators, folks. What does that tell you about small business? To me, Bill, that's what you report. Not that it came down a 10, but that 8 of the 10
yeah.
indicators are still strong. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. Everything else looks pretty darn good. And then look at what we actually did. That is one. It's one thing about say something about the future, like I plan to make capital expenditures in the future. But the fact is, in August, you know, reports of expenditures were up 2 percentage points, so a very, very high number. So
right.
on Main Street right now, we're doing things that hardly suggest that a recession is coming. We're hiring, and the capital
right.
spending's good, and the inventory investment's good. All those things are good.
And for the first time, the last couple of years, for the first time in over a decade, we're actually having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun, and you know, and if you look at the markets again from the labor point of view, you know, we're still setting new record lows for unemployment rates.
Yep.
And that's terrific. And
consumers
and
are still vibrant. Hey, Bill, I got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get into those internals a little bit, as we always do, right after the break with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.